Sayora Van Reed lives in Homer, but she was at band camp in Anchorage when her mom called her to tell her about Mayor Zach recognizing Pride Month.
I was super excited because that day I was having a hard time.
Reed identifies as queer, and she says on the day her mother called, she was being bullied because of it.
Kids were saying pretty rough stuff. I was already getting ready to be done with the band camp. I was upset because I was giving up music dreams and stuff like that because I was being bullied.
Reed says seeing LGBT pride always brightens up her day. It makes her feel validated and excited that she's not alone. So Reed was thrilled by a proclamation that encourages people to show support for the community with flags, a parade, and a month of recognition celebrating the contributions of LGBTQ individuals. But not everyone in Homer shares Reed's enthusiasm. The idea of a designated Pride Month makes residents like Ralph Crane uncomfortable.
People here don't believe government has any business in the bedroom. I happen to be in that camp. I don't believe that. I think that's risky, very risky. When government starts dictating morality or perceived morality, that's dangerous territory.
Crane believes that putting out a proclamation is courting trouble in a community that's recently been divided over politics.
The risk is controversy, is community controversy, is community unrest, is pushback. That's the risk.
Last year, Homer was engulfed in a divisive battle that started when a dispute over inclusivity spiraled into accusations of government misconduct and an effort to recall three members of the town council. Now some worry a whole new national issue could once again split apart the town. Councilmember Tom Struzis was one of the three council members who did not attend the proclamation last week. But he says his concern went beyond just rhetoric. He says he was worried about a physical fight breaking out.
I was trying to avoid a potential confrontation between two opposing sides, and it really bordered on safety. And I think we avoided a potential firestorm last night.
Besides a comment from a man driving by the proclamation, yelling, "Shame on you, Mayor Zach," there wasn't any action last Monday night. Instead, the real fight was on social media, where some worried that hostile comments might translate into violence in the community. Anna Germanson is concerned about that and wishes all city council members had stood up for her safety. She's also turned off by the fact that in years past, people shouted negative comments at the Pride float in the 4th of July parade. She doesn't think she'll attend the Pride parade this year.
I don't know. I might actually go fishing. It's not worth the stress or, I don't want to deal with it.
But the decision is hard. Germanson doesn't want to give her daughter the wrong idea.
I'm trying to raise her, you know, with an idea of it's okay to have gay parents, you know, and I don't want her to think that I'm giving up on her, but because I'm not, I don't want to deal with it. So.
German son and her partner agreed that there are things they like about Homer, but they wish feeling safe and fully accepted was one of them. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.